And a healthy baby is robust and strong from birth. A healthy baby has nice skin, regular bowel movements. A healthy baby meets his or her milestones on time. A healthy baby doesn't cry much. A healthy baby, a baby's crying all the time. That baby's saying, "I'm hungry." And the baby may not be needing to have actual food in its stomach, but the food it's getting is not nourishing enough. So a healthy baby is all of these things. And of course, our big emphasis is on nutrition. And we have had literally hundreds of babies, healthy babies born, wonderful, cheerful, smiling, strong, not crying babies born to moms who followed our guidelines. And these guidelines include preparing for pregnancy. So you eat these nutrient-dense foods before you get pregnant, so you're prepared when the body becomes pregnant. By that time, it's too late to prepare. So these nutrient-dense foods, I'm sure Sandrine has gone over this, include things like liver, cod liver oil, raw milk, lots and lots of butter, egg yolks, and seafood, especially fish eggs if you can get them. So these were the foods that traditional cultures ate to prepare for pregnancy and continued during the pregnancy and then during lactation. It's just as important when you're nursing to eat these foods. And then baby's first foods need to be the most nutrient-dense foods possible, aside from a nutrient-dense breast milk, and we recommend egg yolks and pureed liver, not squash and applesauce, but really nutrient-dense foods. And all of these other things that you're talking about, preeclampsia, anemia, all of these things will give way to the good diet. The good diet is just fundamental here.
Yes, thank you so much for that. So one, as you were talking about babies crying, and when babies are crying, you know, they're either hungry or they're not getting enough nutrients. What other signs would a person see in their own child if the child was not adequately nourished?
Well, something that's very common is anemia, and the child will be pale, also clinging, afraid. Some of the symptoms of anemia are similar to those of autism. The child is very much within himself or herself. And this is a very serious concern, because prolonged anemia can lead to mental retardation. So you just do not want this to happen. So you want to make sure, of course, that the child is getting iron-rich foods, but you also need vitamin A to absorb that iron, and that's going to be in your animal fats, your butter and liver and so forth. So again, all of these foods that we're talking about, and most of them are kind of unfamiliar to Americans, but these are the really nutrient-dense foods that you need for this critical period. And at no other time in your life will your body be under such stress to perform, to make a healthy baby, to nourish the baby, to nourish yourself. It's just important to nourish yourself during this period. And that's why you need to, you know, stop all the empty foods, the junk foods, and really focus on foods that every morsel that you're eating is truly nourishing.